entertain!
Why, this mother don't miss.
No, he's been good.
That mother don't miss, man.
He's good.
In the heat of battle, he don't miss.
No.
In the heat of controversy, he don't miss.
Right. What's good with you guys? So much. I had to stop the stream and start over again. So let me know if the audio is straight now. It should be. If so, if not, then we would do a show another day. We was talking about the expectations of this team and where we were at last year juxtaposed to this season. And I think that this season we are far ahead of what we were last year. Based off of just the paper alone, right? I don't think that anybody can say to themselves that they will bang on the table and say, give me Anthony Brown over Stephon Gilmore. I don't think that anybody would be saying that, like, give me Anthony Brown. Nah. So give me Stephon Gilmore. And I don't think that there would be people saying, hey, man, give me James Washington over Brandon Cooks. No, right? So on the sheet of paper by itself, we are better. And on top of that, we absolutely looked into this kicker situation, and we said to ourselves last year around this time, of course, we are in the same spot where we were at this year, unfortunately, right? We had Jonathan Garibay. We had some other kicker. His name escapes me, but we are still in the same spot with the kicker. Hopefully, with this new kicker, the Cowboys can win with this guy, and he can find a way to challenge Tristan Vizcano, and hopefully that will be the situation and scenario, Cowboy Nation. Now, this kicker, Brandon Aubrey, he played for the USFL Birmingham Stallions. Last year, per sources of Todd Archer, he made 14 of 15 field goals, chances of the 35 points field goal chances all were at the 35 marker, I meant to say. So it's pretty good for him. And hopefully he will be a guy that the Cowboys can lean on, especially in this heavy competition world of kickers. And trust me, if you think that kickers don't matter, I have another one coming for you, right? Just look at the first three Super Bowls the New England Patriots won. Let me know how many points they won by. And on top of that, who was very valuable for that organization franchise? The kicker. So those are things that I want you guys to understand. The kicker. Kickers matters, man. It do. Let me know if you guys can hear me pretty well. Let me know in the chat. Let me know if we are live on all platforms. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. If this is your first time ever tuning in to the Nation, my name is Law Nation. We talk Cowboys football and beyond, and we are out here giving you guys the unbelievable coverage. Let me know in the chat if you guys can hear me. Shout out to you, Jeremy. I see you. Shout out to you, Glenn Capers. Appreciate you for jumping in. Thank everybody for being part of these type of episodes. At the end of this month, we'll be out there in Oxnard, and that will be the time where people can get their names known, right? You can sit back and say, this guy may not have an opportunity, but the opportunity is not for us to take away from them. It's up to the players. And if the player want to be able to go from here to here, they're going to have to prove it out there on the field. Let me repeat, if a player want to go from here to here, meaning scaling themselves up or building themselves up or leveling themselves up, then they got to put in the extra work. They got to put in the extra time. They're going to have to put in the extra grind. There will be no one sitting back saying, hey, let's give this guy a chance that didn't earn it, right? You're going to have to earn it yourself, and there are only 63 spots for this team. 53 active day or 53 game day roster guys, 46 that's available or 47 that's available to play that day. I think it's 47 or 48. Don't shake me with the butter knife. And you got your 10 guys that can make the practice squad, right? And practice squad guys, before anybody start laughing at them. Practice why guys make more than your average doctor, right? They make more money than your average lawyer. So this is the good money that these guys can make in a professional setting. So there will be 90 guys heading out to Oxnard. At the end of it, 63 guys will be able to still represent the Dallas Cowboys. The good news is, Cowboy Nation, the good news is, for anyone that's watching, if players watching or what have you, this, when you're trying to make this particular team, just know that anything and everything that you do is not just for this team. You got 31 other teams that you pretty much can make. So it's not the end of the world for you, right? There are many people that got cut, like they got cut from this team that went to other teams and, you know, shine, blossom, right? Jalen Guyton is one of them, you know. And speaking of Jalen, we got a lot of Jalens on this team, right? Jalen Brooks, we got Jalen Tolbert, right? We got a lot of guys named Jalen. Jalen Monroe Cropper. We want to see if those boys can make this team. And the best way they can make it, showcasing their name. Bringing everything they got to the table and leaving nothing on the table for someone else to eat, right? Eat it all. Bring it all to the table. So with that being said, Cowboy Nation, here we got right here. Here we go right here. It's, you know, appreciate everybody for tuning in. I can see your comments there. And on top of that, let's look at this kicker. This dude, when we think of it, is he accurate enough? I'm going to tell you, man, some of y'all that's watching in the chat probably can make this kick, right? When there's no pressure, when there's no lights upon you. All I'm saying is when it's down to kicking this ball, this oblong ball, just make sure you make your kicks. Make them count. Make it count, right? Appreciate y'all, man. So I'm looking at that, and I'm seeing this team leaving no stone unturned. We're also knowing that we will be without Ezekiel Elliott. I do know for one thing for sure, two things for certain, that even with Ezekiel Elliott on this team, there still will be some evaluations of our other running backs. The other running backs that's here, like your Deuce Vaughn, like Ronald Jones, like the guys that's on the back end of the roster, Malik Davis, Rico Dido, Hunter Lupke, all of those boys that's here, they still going to have to make their name and everything else be known. And on top of that, I want a player to have their mindset set to the point whereas ain't no one is going to take their spot from them and they're not going to give it away, right? So that's the mentality that we all want for these guys. Ain't this right? And speaking of that, there's always this right here.
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
All right, and what else?
Well, what I'm saying is that there are known knowns and that there are known unknowns, but there's also unknown unknowns, things we don't know that we don't know.
There are those things, and I wanted to bring this up earlier before the stream went down. I wanted to bring it up about Earl Bostic. He's a guy that went to KU that pretty much scored pretty high on his RAS scores for those who keep up with all of that. And he's a guy that the Cowboys been known to finding, those gems, those guys that all of a sudden you look back and say, man, how in the world other teams passed up on him and forgot all about him? And now when I look at his scores and everything, I'm seeing nothing but green. I'm telling you guys right now that the Cowboys got a unique philosophy, a unique way of finding these guys. And speaking of that, the reason why I'm bringing it up, because the Cowboys themselves had it as a headliner for their particular website. And basically, it's one of those things, whereas it's the unknown. This could be a situation and scenario that we can look at it with the Terrence Steele 2.0, right? An undrafted guy that can play for this team. Is it a reach? Yeah, it's a strong reach. I'm not even uncomfortable saying it. Nevertheless, it's how hungry are you? How bad do you want it juxtaposed to the person next to you? Now, according to this article, they've been talking glowingly about him, and I'm going to share this article in the chat area. Shout out to Earl Bostic. You know, here we go, here we go. So when we start thinking about players in general, offensive linemen, how can they help out for this team? Well, we do have a new core, a new system, a new philosophy as it relates to run game. There's finna be something different that this team didn't see ever, because now we got rid of Kellen Moore. I'm only bringing him up for context. We got rid of him. And what I was trying to say yesterday when we was live on The Final Word is these things right here. We were ranked top 10 in rushing last year. We were on the bottom half of pass block win rate, right? You remember that, right, Cowboy Nation? On top of that, how did we get there? Well, we couldn't pass block for nothing in the world. This offensive line, even though I think Pro Football Focus ranked us 6th overall in the National Football League, but we know that those that watch the game closely, we know that there was a lot of Band-Aids on many bullet wounds, and 4 out of the 5 guys on our offensive line were moved around like musical chairs, and there were no direct plan of attack with our run game. It was like us running the ball was to solidify a quota type of groove, right? For us running the ball, it was for us to go empty, right, and have the quarterback to run out to the edge. Or for us to run the ball is for us to go shotgun and have Ezekiel Elliott to find the hole where he's going to run to, close his eyes, and see if he can get there. There were no proper plan of attack with our run game, right? Shout out to my guy, Scott Walker. I love saying this quote that he say all the time. It's like dribbling with a purpose, right? We've seen there are a lot of people that got N1, hot sauce, and all of these moves, but they don't make it to the professional league and stay there for a long time. Because, yes, you can dribble and make everything look good, but when it's time for you to play against the pros, the people that can understand what you're trying to do, all of that N1 stuff don't make it, right? One of the coldest dribblers of all time, Kyrie, he's really cold with it, right? But you just don't see him just dribbling in between the legs for no reasons, right? You've seen Steph Curry. He can dribble pretty well, right? But those guys dribble with a purpose. They don't dribble just for show. And to marry this with football, when you run, you're supposed to run with a purpose. You're supposed to run with a plan. You're supposed to run with a scheme. But what if I told you guys, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what if I told you all that it starts up front? And, baby, if you can't control the trenches, if you don't have your guys in the right place, then none of this stuff means a hill of beans, right? None of this stuff matters, right? None of your run game matter if you don't get it solidified up front. And this is what we're trying to bring forth with this offensive line for your mind. So we're going to look at this, right? We're going to look at this, and I appreciate everybody for tuning in. The name is Law Nation. Be sure to hit the like button, share this content. Let a friend or a neighbor know where to go when they want to tune in to Cowboys Sports Talk and beyond. Yeah. So we're going to look at Bostic, right? Here he is, number 68. Shoot off the line, got his hands inside, keep the quarterback upright, getting the ball out. That's what I like to see the quarterback to do, by the way. But let's watch it again. He gets in there. Look, I want to see that. Now, where the Cowboys would place him and put him, maybe, just maybe, they would put him down the inside. We want athletic guys. We want guys that can get there and not play around with their food. We want all of that, Cowboy Nation. We really do. We want these guys, and I think Solari's system, he want guys that's athletic. He want guys that can pretty much make some things happen for us in a good way. And I'm telling you, this Dallas Cowboys front five, even in the pinch that he don't work out, at least you bring in a guy that's 6'6", 320 pounds, that can move around pretty well. He's very athletic. Let me say this again. He got good feet. He's very athletic. In the 4.5 40, he runs a 4.5. You know what I'm saying? I said in the 4.5 40. I mean, in the 40-yard dash, he runs a 4.5. Not 4.5, but 5.0. You know, God dog. He ran a 4.5, man. I need to put him on the doggone track team. But here's what I'm going to say this. The reason why I got choked up over the words there, because I'm able to see this right here. And this dude is athletic. Let me rewind just for you guys for a few seconds here. Boom. We're going to put it on the screen. Appreciate y'all so much for tuning in. This dude, it got athleticism. I mean, we got some tight ends that can't run like this. You know, this dude is athletic. So I'm looking at it. If I got a guy that got the ability to turn those wheels on, turn it on, and pretty much leave it on, yeah. I mean, he ran that route better than Dalton Schultz last year, right? Come on, man. Look how he knows that ball, man. That's how you're supposed to nose it, man. That's how you get in there. Yeah. Squeeze in there. He caught the ball better than Noah Brown. Look at hands extend. Thank you for tuning in to the Law Nation film session. As we take a deeper look at the hands extend, he didn't allow that ball to hit his chest first. Nah, he greeted the ball. That's what you're supposed to do. Greet the ball. Don't let the ball hit your frame. That's what I'm talking about right there. So I like seeing that out of a guard or a tackle. Basically, he might get kicked back inside because of Solari's scheme, because of his system. Yes, indeed. So he could be the Terrence Steele 2.0. There could be a situation and a scenario that this kid can earn his grain of salt out there on the field and be one of those guys that everybody tune in and say, hey, you better watch out for this 6'6", 320-pound guy. He got wheels. He can get in front of you. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, on film, he's better than Ball. Yeah, on film, he is better than Ball. On film, he would give Matthew, well, let's go, a run for his money. So, if anything, we got to trust what we see with the Will McClay scheme, right? And we got to trust what we see. Hey, Nick says, man, pretty much red zone guy, man. He's red zone killer. Yeah, anytime you can do this. He saw he got off his release, got off of his jam and everything. Look. He tried to press him. You saw he tried to press him. He tried to press, get off of me, man. And then he burnt him. Boy, he got off his jam, got off his release pretty good at the top of look, yeah, get off of him. At the top of the route, yeah. Back shoulder fade was pretty good, too. Who the quarterback? Yeah. I love seeing that, by the way. Big boy can move, man. Yes, indeed. So I love seeing that, by the way, Cowboy Nation. But y'all give it what I'm saying. Stick him at fullback, yeah. There's plenty of room for him as it relates to if you want to get someone with frame, size, strength, you go after that, right? Appreciate those who's hitting the super chats. Appreciate you, Brandy. Hey, Law, thank you. Thank you, Brandy. Thank you for all that you do. Duncan, appreciate you for your support. This fam is better than Indiana Jones. Yes, indeed. Come on, man. Oh, my gosh. So you try to tell me Harrison Ford, who dropped the ball on that one, man. Come on, Harrison. Come on, man. Come on, Harrison. He dropped the ball on that movie, Indiana Jones. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Gonzalez, you was going for the kicker, but the kicker is a situation whereas we all have to sit back and wait, you know. Vizcano versus Brandon, we're going to see whether or not who's going to win that spot as far as the kicker. And my money and my dollars is on whoever to be the best kicker. I ain't going to say it's going to be Brandon or is it going to be Vizcano, but it should be a kicker who can. I want my kicker to make the kicks, though. I truly do. I want my kickers to make these doggone kicks, and I don't want it to be any of that, oh, man, he was close but no cigar, right? So that's what I tweeted out earlier. Look, if this dude can make the kicks, then let's go. Let's get it, you know. And that's just what it is. That's what we paying his cap for, right? To make
turnover. This one from 41 yards away. And made is clear. And so Birmingham takes advantage of the turnover.
Burningham, you know. And that dude said, mother sucker, you know. Y'all go back and watch that clip. And that joker said, mother sucker, you better make it too. So that's how we want these kickers, man. Make everything inside the 50. This is for my guy, D. Schiff. I would say this. You plan different. You plan different when you know you got a good kicker, right? When you know for sure that you can get the minimum of 3 points and all you got to do is get inside the 50, you play different. You draw up plays differently. But you shouldn't draw up conservative plays, and you shouldn't get too complacent once you get inside the 50, right? You still should attack. And I think that that is what Big Mike McCarthy will bring to the table differently from the previous regime, right? We've seen even, you know, I'm going to bring it up one more time. Even though Jason Garrett was gone, when we have Kellen Moore here last year and the last three seasons, what have you as well, there were still suspect calls when we got inside our 30 or 20. We would say, man, we would move the ball fluently, right? And then we get into those red zone situation and we would see, hey, you know, that looked like, you know, hey, that looked like, you know, a little Jason Garrett stuff. And then we would see some crazy things like a reverse sweep every time we hit the 30-yard line. My guy Koye did masterful piece of breaking it down like every time. And if I know he can do it sitting in his studio, I know that they are playing guys $500,000, $600,000 to be the defensive coordinators a year at these other, you know, organizations. I know they see it, right? So we tend to get a little predictable. Right? So hopefully all of that stuff is gone. I should not see a double reverse sweep inside our own 30. I shouldn't see us get to the 25-yard line, right, and throw a screen on the short side of the field, right, where you don't even have room to even catch it and move with it, right? That should be on the field side, right? So we should see more just logical plays being ran with the Cowboys organization and franchise. And I, Law Nation, is not saying that I'm smarter than doggone Kellen Moore or Jason Garrett or the previous regime. But what I'm saying is that we should see more and more football stuff, right? We should see that. And these things should be seen, right? Don't fumble the bag, right? Don't do that. Competition at left guard, Farniak. Yeah, here's my thoughts on this whole situation with the O-line, though. And I know I'm the lone wolf on this one. I know I've been telling you guys how I feel about offensive line. Tyron Smith, Tyler Smith, Tyler Biadasz, Zach Martin, Terrence Steele, if healthy. I know that a few of you guys will look at this thing and say, hey, with Tyron Smith, he's going to get hurt. He's injury prone. I get all of that. But how I view it is his spot. It is absolutely his spot until he get injured. Because here's the thing. I don't foresee Tyler Smith beating him out at left tackle. I don't foresee anybody beating him out in any spot on the field or play. I just don't see it. When Tyron Smith is healthy on the field, he still play pretty good. I don't see any drop-off in his game. The only problem is when he's hurt and he can't play. Then whoever we put in, it takes them a couple of games to get right. And that's the problem, right? But what I can't do is cut my nose out to spite my face. So that's what they call it, a conundrum, right? Whereas the only way you can get rid of this if you move on, right? But when you battle it out in public, everybody's going to have their opinions with it, and then there's going to be people picking sides, right? Just like Keke Palmer. There's people saying, girl, show your glow, girl. You know, don't worry about what your husband say about you being half naked on the stage with Usher. Girl, you only get one chance to be with Usher. But that dude had every right to say, hey, Keke, you a mom, man. I don't like with all of that. He shouldn't have said it for those who follow that type of stuff. He shouldn't have said it in a tweet or however he reached out to her. He shouldn't have put it in social media. He could have called her. He could have picked up. He could have texted her and said, hey, love, you know, I'll be ready for you at the crib. But, you know, just keep in mind, you know, you're a mom now. You can't be dressed up and twerking and dancing or singing with Usher Raymond. No. You know, come on, you know, my way, what I say, girl. You know, so you can't be double caked up or double cheeked up with that dude. No, he's going to let it burn over there. I'm your man, you know. But at the end of the day, I get it, right? When you start displaying your feelings out there in the public, there's always going to be people picking sides. You know what I'm saying? Al says Usher was trying to take her down. You know? You know, so what I'm saying is, and Usher being Usher, man, sure, he going to be what a dude's supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Usher going to be a dude. You know, so he did his job. You know, he did what he's supposed to do. I know people saying,
hey, bro, come on now, dog.
Nah.
Come on, man.
You know, he did his job, you know. He's going to let it burn, you know. So it's the other guy that didn't do his job. You, he should have seen her before she left the door, you know. I'm just saying, you know, I know mines ain't going to be up there, you know. Come on, man.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
Oh, man, shoot. And if it was Drake up there, now Keke, Do You Love Me would have a whole different type of meaning, wouldn't it? Huh? So that's just what I'm saying. So when we look back at, you know, Tyron, whatever the Cowboys do, don't leave it up to us, you know, because there's going to be people picking his side that he should stay at left tackle, right? And there'll be people saying that he don't belongs on this tape. But if you can move swiftly, if you can move swiftly with yours, and if you don't want him no more on the team or no longer on the team, you better be planning it right now, right? You better be making moves right now. That's all I'm saying. Come on, man. You know, shout out to your reality, Cowboy. Appreciate you, Trev. Appreciate y'all, man. JV, too. Let the man sing to her and everything, you know.
Hey, bro, come on now, dog. Come on, man.
KK, do you love me? That's number one story on Twitter right now. You know what I'm saying? People said, hey, man, she ain't do nothing wrong, man. You know, let her wear her G-string with the see-through skirt. You know, whatever it was. You know, let her wear her thing out there. You know, let her glow. Mostly the single women saying that too, by the way. But it is what it is. I know it's 3 o'clock. What we're going to do is we open up the phone lines for you guys to jump on in. Brought to you by SportsCon. And I'm going to tell you, SportsCon is pretty much the Comic-Con for athletes as well as sports fans. And this is a great situation for you all to come on in to visit us July 14th through the 16th. You will not have a good time. You will have a great time. You know, even the ladies, y'all can come dressed up like Keke Palmer. You know, you can do whatever you want. Fellas, y'all can be like the husband of Keke or the boyfriend. He's a boo thing, ain't he? Oh, he ain't even married to her. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So you can be like the baby daddy. Come on, y'all. Let's go. This is going to be at SportsCon. Let's go. Let's get it. Shout out to you, Rogers. Appreciate you. The inside caramel just like a honey grin. Call my phone, hit my line. Only ones who down for real. There is one other participant. Let's go. My way on this side. My guy, Darius from the 214. You're live, Chief.
Yeah.
What's happening? Not much, man. How you feeling, man?
You gonna be out there at SportsCon? What time you gonna get out there?
Oh, so the first event is pretty much at 7:30. It's the red carpet event where everybody kind of like wearing their tuxedos and stuff like that. Sam Williams, you're going to have Mozzie. You're going to have Ric Flair there. It's going to be at I Compete. It's in Louisville, somewhere up north, way up north.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you know where that's at. So all you have to do basically is go to sportscon.com, and they'll tell you, like, the tickets arrangements and things like that. So I'll be there for all three events. All three days.
So the main one that's going to be on the 15th, what time are you going to – because I think that's in South Dallas, right?
Yeah, it's in Fair Park. So that's when they're going to have, like, the boxing expedition, and they're going to have, like, some track and field stuff. Food vendors, the North Texas Food Bank will be there. There's going to be a lot of vendors that's going to be there. ESPN going to be there, too. So y'all bring your resumes. They may be hiring, you know.
Right. And I fired my boy Max Kellerman, man. Yeah. Max was good, man.
Max was pretty dope, man.
And my boy Ty McShay.
Yeah. He was pretty good. I like him, you know.
But, so that on the 15th, what time do you think you're going to get out? Are you going to be like, you going to get out there early? Or would you be like a little towards the end? Like, what time
are
you gonna be out there?
Well, we're gonna have a booth already set up with some step and repeats. So if you get out there early, man, you'll see my face, man. You'll see the dude with the beard, man. Yeah. But I'm gonna break away for about like 2 hours or such, because I gotta go to Frisco to work with my guy, the D-line coach, Brandon Tuck. So we got an event there with some of the players, and it's going to be at the Pit. But I'll let you know. I'll let everybody know when I'm there.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bit, because you really the only reason why I'm coming.
Oh, wow.
To be honest with you. And I ain't going to lie. I am looking forward to seeing the boy, the Nature Boy.
Woo! Now, I don't know how these guys – now, sometimes they might break away from the VIP area, you know, or sometimes they might mix and mingle. It just depending on how the flow of the traffic is. So, but, you know, I look out for you. You know, I look out for a lot of people. I mean, you know how we know how to leave the back door open for some. You know how I go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
That's the main reason I was even coming, was strictly to – I'll let my boy law, and yeah. I am looking forward to seeing Nature Boy. But
yeah.
Outside of that, I had sent some videos to you through Twitter, just to kind of tell you that. Now I know we all feel like the world is conspiring against the Cowboys,
right?
But, I mean, you know, and like it's, you know, it's going to lead all the A blocks in the
What's your Twitter name then? Because I don't see it. I'm looking at.
It's Darius Flip Holmes.
Okay, let me look through it. I'm looking through it now, man. I just don't see it, but I'll comb through it, man. Once we off, you know.
It might have went to the spam. And then too, before I forget, because I keep forgetting this. Can y'all please unmute me in YouTube? I'm Darius Flip Houses.
You Flip House? Okay. Yeah.
For whatever reason, I can't comment and I can't send a super chat in YouTube.
Man.
So I had to get that out of the way. But
no doubt.
The main thing I was calling about was I know that we all feel like the Cowboys are like everybody's aspiring against the Cowboys or whatever. But I'm trying to tell you, like, I just disagree. You know, I sent you a few videos that kind of come against that theory.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a lot of people that get a lot of smoke.
Right.
A lot of coaches get a lot of smoke. A lot of quarterbacks get a lot of smoke. Acho just did a whole piece about a lot of quarterbacks in the league, not just Dak Prescott, but a lot of them, a lot of teams in the league. Nick Wright and Colin Cowherd, they don't feel like – well, Nick Wright specifically don't feel like the Buffalo Bills is going to make it to the playoffs. And he got on Josh Allen ass, and he don't think that's going to work. So, yeah, he did. And I sent you that video also. he got on his ass and like, so my main thing is to say, like, listen, the world is not conspiring against the Cowboys. Like, we do get a lot of heat, but so do a lot of other teams. But when we do get our heat, because we are America's team, it come with it. It come with it, but at the same time, there's a balance to it. A lot of teams get a lot of heat.
Wait. What kind of balance is this, though? What kind of equilibrium is this, man? You know, it's not equal, though. You know,
I sent videos of multiple people getting on multiple teams and quarterbacks. It's not like what I'm saying is, yes, the Cowboys do get a lot of criticism, but a lot of other teams do also. It's not just the Cowboys show on Colin Cowherd. It's not just the Cowboys show on ESPN. A lot of teams get a lot of
Now, here's like, how Colin Cowherd works and operates. I can tell he don't like Baker Mayfield. So he's not going to speak anything positive about him. He don't like the Trey for the 49ers because, you know, he used to date Colin Cowherd's daughter thing. You know what I'm saying? He was praising him when they were dating. Then they broke up. Then he like, he can't throw. So all of a sudden he can't throw. And I ain't going to bash the man because, you know, he protecting his daughter, by the way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to just give him a little pass on that, even though I don't agree with his analysis. On top of that, he don't like Dak Prescott for some reason, you know. And I think that everybody used Kirk Cousins as a punching bag because they love to use – here's my thoughts. They love to compare Dak Prescott to Kirk Cousins, right?
But they do have a similar stat line. We go keep it 100.
Well keep it 100.
They're the same person, but they do have a similar stat line.
Well, if they take those numbers – and put them side by side with Joshua Allen, guess what you would see? You see the similar numbers. You see the same pattern. So what I'm saying is that they just love to keep it at those two, right? But they don't compare them to, like, Dak first years or what have you in the National Football League, his numbers very comparable to Tom, very comparable to Peyton Manning. I get all of that. It was cool when Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, when they were doing their thing, they compared those boys to Dan Marino when they first started, right? And there were no, new era talk, because Peyton Manning and Dan Marino played in two different eras of football. But it was cool when they compared those two numbers, and nobody yelled out era talk. But now all of a sudden, it's, oh, man, it's a different era. These numbers are not the same. But go ahead.
And so that was just my main thing, man. Mm-hmm. Just like, and I'm gonna say it again because I know, like, when I break stuff down and while I'm talking to you, it'll be somebody in the chat that'll say the exact opposite of what I'm just explaining right now.
Right.
It is. I'm saying yes, the Cowboys do get a lot of criticism.
They do.
But what I'm saying is, it's not the Cowboy show. It's literally like the Cowboys elite the show with the A block, and then it'll be everybody else. But that's because, man, we're America's team.
I'm going to go watch those clips you send me, man, and then maybe tomorrow when we do the show, I'll have a rebuttal to what you said, D. Darius, you know.
All right.
But I appreciate you, dog. Man.
All right.
No doubt, man. That's my guy, Darius, man, and I can't wait to meet him. All right, the next caller, I ain't talking about 50 grand. I ain't talking about 60 or 70 grand. I'm talking about the man, 100 grand. The man himself was at Rick Ross' party. He was telling Rick, don't jump on that doggone jumping board, man. Don't do it, Rick. And Rick didn't listen to my guy, 100 grand, and them knees gave out, man. You should have gave Rick them doggone Megan Thee Stallion knees or something. That dude knees went out on him so bad. You seen that, man? Come on, man.
I don't know what he was thinking about, bro. I'm being honest with you. I don't know what he was thinking about. He looked like a well out there.
Shamu Ross. Hey, he was trying to jump. I was like, and he was getting up there. He was getting the elevations, man. And then Ricky. What was going on with Rick Ross, man? What was he thinking, man?
I think he's just trying to go viral, man. That's what I think it is. He just needed to go viral. He's trying to stay alive, dog. That's what it is.
You know what he was saying, though?
We can't be doing that.
You know he was saying, though, 100?
What's good?
Newton's law ain't got nothing on me. Hey, Newton's law of gravity, the theory, didn't have nothing on Rick, man. What you got for the show, man? 100, you still there? 100, you still that dog? I ain't mean to talk about your boy Rick Ross, man. You still that dog? 100. Oh, what happened, man? You got yourself on mute, man. I didn't mean to cut him off or something, man. But that's Rick Ross, man. Oh, my goodness, man. All right, from the 469, you're live.
How you doing, Law? This is Keitra.
Keitra, appreciate you. Thank you for calling in. I ain't want to mess up the names. I saw it in there. But what you got for the show?
Yeah, I want to respond to that first caller. So basically, I mean, I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of shows. And I think the main thing is they don't realize the cash cow. Because if you just take the Cowboys out of the equation for the NFL,
right,
there'll be a lot of money lost. And I think that a lot of these TV shows and podcasts, you know, they figure that the way to get the viewers is to say something about the Cowboys. That's why they start with the Cowboys. They talk about the Cowboys. And even if they talk about other people, that's the way you get attention. What would we be talking about if we weren't talking about the Cowboys? The only time we even really hear about other teams is in regards to the Cowboys. You hear more about the Cowboys losing to the 49ers than the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
True. And I get what he's saying, that, like, they got like a 2-3 hour show, and they're gonna start off with the Cowboys, and they're gonna talk about other teams just to steer it back to the Cowboys. I've seen it so many times, right?
Right, right. Like the little kid, you know, the other day, you know, he won his claim to fame. The one that was sitting outside talking about the college teams can, you know, beat the Dallas Cowboys, and he hates the Cowboys. Dak Prescott sucks. He wanted his 10 minutes of fame, and he knew how to get it.
Oh, yeah, shoot, he stole it. You know, he got it all the way. He ran all the way to the bank with it, because when you think of it, why would he even say that, knowing that he's in high school going to college, or I think he's in college going into his second year or what have you, and it's crazy for him to say those type of things, you know.
And the other thing I wanted to know, I know y'all go out and get, you know, different information or whatever. You know, what I've been curious about is how Jake Ferguson did out there at the tight end university. You know, I just, you know, want to know. Did anybody say anything about that?
I didn't see it. And I do know that George Kittle was there and a few other tight ends were there. But I didn't know that Jake Ferguson was there. Now I have to go back and watch it.
They did a little piece, and they signed him up to go. I think Dalton Schultz went last year. So it was like a George Kittle and it's Travis's thing or whatever, and they had Gronk out there. I know he went. I just wonder how he fared out there, you know. Working with everybody.
Well, I'll definitely dig up some research on that, and I'll try to bring it out and probably have some cut-ups and clips of him out there. But at the end of this month, we're going to have so many cut-ups and clips and seeing which tight end stay after practice, who really wanted the most, and hopefully it will be Jake Ferguson. I think that he can be the guy that can really turn the corner in a good way for us.
Yes, Jay Tuck does some real good work with, you know, doing, you know, evaluating the film of different players and stuff. So, you know, I enjoy, you know, looking at the show. I was on last night with you and RJ last night, too.
Well, we really appreciate it.
You know, I like what you guys are doing. And, I've talked to you before. I'm going to training camp, but I'm not going to the training camp, but I am coming to SportsCon. So.
Okay. Well, hey, we're not going to have just a good time, Dan. We're going to have a great time. Okay. Just come on by my booth, and we're going to show you all of the well, we be the ones that are talking all of the real Cowboy stuff, right? You know, so come on out, all right?
You know I'm country. You know I got me a ticket. You know I got to do all 3 days. I got to get all my money's worth.
Well, get all your money worth because I'm just as country with you. You know what I'm saying? So let's have a good time that equals great. Appreciate you, Keetra.
Okay.
No doubt. That's good knowing that we're spreading the word out there like that, that people coming out to this event and planning on having a great time. And let's go. And it's kid friendly too. They will have jump areas for the kids and all type of games for the kids. And come with an empty stomach because they're gonna have a lot of food there, from what I heard. You know, this will be my first time going. No. I tell you what, eat before you go because you might not want to. You might not want to go in there with stomach all rumbling and everything, and then you won't be able to pay attention and fool around and run into Mozzie, and then Mozzie pick you up and put the slams on you. 100 grand, you back, man. What happened?
Yeah,
dog?
I'm back, my boy. I went through the tunnel. I'm on the train, so had to go through the tunnel, you know.
No doubt, you know, bro.
I ain't in Mississippi now.
Hey, man. Either that or I thought somebody done got you. I thought one of them aliens or the Illuminati done got you, man. I said, man, God, no, man. Yes, indeed. We were talking about Rick Ross, man. Shamu. I thought he done hurt. I thought Rose done hurt you. You know, and said, all right, I got, at least I can get him. He on the East Coast. Yeah.
Man, that was crazy, man. Like I said, man, I don't know what he was thinking. I think he tried to go viral, man.
Man, them knees. Them knees went out on him, man.
Yeah, man. He looked, fell down, man. Just sunk like a stone, man. And I was like, what in the world going on with him?
That joker turned into a submersible. He done went to the bottom, to the Titanic. You know?
See, I tried to stay away from that, so I said, "Don't be that fall." That was law. I ain't want to go there.
Hey, just a submersible. Look at the eye. God said, "Who told you to put those pink pants on? You too big and black."
Yeah. Come on, man.
Looking like the chocolate Valentine's candy, man. Come on, get off of there.
I said, this guy is crazy. As black as he is, come on, man. Come on.
And them knees buckle from the back. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I thought his ACL gave out or something.
Man, MCL, ACL, all torn, man. Shoot. He had to go get to the Bohemian Grove to get some new knees, man. The Illuminati hooked him up with the deluxe package, you know. He could jump to the moon now.
Oh, man,
so what's going on, man? Are you here to back Keke Palmer, or what's going on, man?
Oh, man, listen, let me tell you something. My lady, if she wouldn't be doing that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Even the sides ain't doing that. Like, the sides ain't even doing that. The sides got to stay in their place on that one. They ain't even doing that.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Come on, dog. Come on. Don't you understand? You representing your man when you go out. That's how you represent your man? Come on, now.
Hey, he was hurt, man. He just hurt, man. His feelings all in his bag, man. I said, God, no, man.
Done seen what he got, man. Come on.
Man. He hurt, man. So, at the end of the day, he should have just texted her, man. You know, WhatsApped her or something, you know, jumped in her DMs, even though he's the boyfriend.
He made it worse.
Yeah, he did.
He made it worse by
taking
it to social media.
Yeah.
Made it worse. He should have pulled up at the crib now, and we would have had a face-to-face conversation.
He should have read the Ike Turner menu. Let me pull it. Right, you know, let me pull up his Ike Turner menu.
Lord, said that. Lord said that, not me. That's bringing up all this extra stuff.
Nah, anime.
But, you know.
Oh, my gosh, man. Let me leave them alone, man, before they send the FBI after me, man.
You're wrong. That feminist movement, man. I'm telling you, a lot of people
Man, they're going to beat me up. Man, I say, man, y'all can't take a joke. Man, come on, man, leave me alone. Oh, my gosh, man. They're going to come after me. They're going to clip that up and say, see, Law bashing Kiki, man. Sure. And Ricky Ross.
We can wear whatever we want to wear. You know how they do, Law. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. No, you can't do that.
Man.
You can't do that.
No doubt, man.
That's wrong. That's wrong. But I wisely called for that. I like how they shoring up this offensive line, man. They noticing that the offensive line played a major part with us, you know, last year, and they're trying their best to fix it. You know what I mean? They're not
right.
just saying, Dak, we gave you a weapon.
Right.
Go out there and make it work. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I like that. I like that.
No
man,
doubt.
This offensive line can really be special, man. Especially 300 pounds, Law, moving like that. Can you imagine the pools?
Yeah.
When he get out the pool, man. 300 pounds. When he get out the pool on them stretch runs, on them runs to the right and the left.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, Bostic, man, he's a very athletic guy, standing at 6'6". And I do look at all of those things, especially when you're evaluating guards or tackles and with a scheme that we're going to be running. And I think that we come a long way from the Connor Williams of the world, right? And I hope that this will be a situation that the Cowboys look back on and say, man, whew, we so much better than the previous regime, you know.
Yeah. I like the fact, you know, if you look at the defensive line has depth.
Right.
We're looking at this offensive line like we want to make it the same. We want, if somebody got to come out, we plug in somebody in that can go right to work. And if you got guys that can come in and go right to work, that means the offense as a whole doesn't fall off. You know what I mean? It's not like, okay, somebody went out, now we going 3 and out now. No.
No.
There's no going 3 and out. This drive is continuing to move, and that spells God.
You know what I want to stop, though? I want to stop the, like, 3rd and 20s, the 3rd and 15s, the 3rd and 10s,
exactly.
You know.
But that's penalties too, Law, though. You know,
true.
That's not a lot. A lot of that is penalties. You know, if we get a penalty, then that's going to happen. You know? Like, hopefully – we don't get a lot of penalties, but referees is going to do what the referees is going to do.
But you know what?
On every play.
Here's was the play-by-play for Mike McCarthy. Year one, when he was here, it was about the wins. Of course, we couldn't get the wins. Defense was terrible. Penalties, right? And we had we were the most penalized team. And we was talking about.
And that was the running joke. My bad. Not to cut you off.
No.
The running joke for my man. Talking about how other teams get the smoke too. No, they don't.
No.
We'll get 2-3 segments, and another team to get 1 segment. And talking about they get. I'm not beefing with my man.
No.
Grant come after everybody. No, I'm not doing that. I'm just pulling up the facts. No, you out there do Grant coming after everybody. Always trying to get somebody. No, I'm just saying the facts.
Just saying the facts, and then time management, clock management, and then in 2021. Mike McCarthy, we got the wins. We still had the high penalties, right? And we got better at time management, even though we still had our issues with time management. And then in 2022, we still got the wins. We won with our backup quarterback, by the way, as well. And we were not penalized anymore, right? We were one of those teams that wasn't top in penalties. But now, you know what I'm saying? Look how every year we are eliminating stuff, right? That's what I want people to know, that it's a process that the Cowboys are going through. And we had to get rid of some of those old ways and those old philosophies. And I'm seeing Mike McCarthy, the combination of Dan Quinn, this is a good recipe for us.
They're shaping their team. A lot of people say it takes 3 to 4 years to get your team to where you want it to be at. And us as Cowboy Nation, we won't allow that. We want the microwave. But it don't happen like that all the time.
No.
So, like you said, as you look back, you see how this team has been molded and been shaped and been sculpted into this super team that we're looking for. And this year, you know, could be one of those years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This team could be one of those years. This is not a microwave team like the Eagles. Okay, Lord Brunson with his hour-long rant. You heard that, Lord? Hour-long rant against the Cowboys, man.
I need to go back and check it, man.
You know what I'm saying? Brunson, you need to chill, bro. You need to chill out and stop hating. He had the nerve to say Daniel Jones is better than Dak Prescott. Come on now, man.
Come on, man.
You need to stop it. You need to stop it, Brunson. You need to stop it.
But it's a two-way street, right? You know, for example, I'm using this only as an analogy, right?
Okay.
Well, they say it's cool when they do it, it's a problem when we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
For example, hear me out before I let you go. You see, it was cool when Kiki did it with Usher, right? You know, it was cool for the ladies and everything. But when Chance the Rapper, I'm talking about Chance the Rapper, when he was out there, you know what I'm saying, having some bump and grind moments, hey, it's a problem, you know.
It was a problem with Chance, but when Kiki did it, it was fine, right?
You see, Chance the Rapper, you know, he was just having a good time. And he was he had a few drinks, you know what I'm saying? He's out there in the islands, wherever he's at, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, double caked up on the island, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, what's going on? It's a problem, you know. There was nobody saying that, hey, let that girl shine in her moment. Let her be in her glory and her grace and her glow, you know what I mean?
I mean, it's wrong, man. Hey, and they can do no wrong, Law. They can do no wrong. They can do whatever they want, and it's, we supposed to be okay with it, man.
You know, I'm in trouble now, you know. See, I wasn't in trouble at first until I brought that up.
But it's the fact. It's a fact.
Oh, man, they don't like that.
The same with the Switch girl. How you gonna get mad? Can't get mad. You know what I'm saying? That man wanted to do what that man wanted to do because of words that you say in your song. Let that man be great. Man.
Let him be great, man. Yeah, so, man, shout out to my guy Chance the Rapper, man. Shout out to him, man. Hey, Chance would be like, hey, man, look at Kiki, man. You know, but if he's a real one, if he's a real one, he ain't going to point that out.
Nah, he ain't
going
to do that.
He ain't going to do that, you know. He just got out of the doghouse, probably. But I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for calling in, 100.
No doubt, man.
No doubt, man. That's my guy, 100 grand, man. I always know I have a good time when he call in. Glenn with the super chat for $4.99 for your mind. He says, is the tight end room too green? ? Should a vet be added, not to start over Ferguson, but to teach our young pups the details of the position? That's a doggone good super chat, Glenn. I can say this, though, Glenn. One being, who will be the veteran, right? Two being, are there any veterans out there at tight end that's humble enough to say, I'm going to just teach the youth. I'm not going to want to fight for a starting role. Right. So we seen this happen before. We heard of this happen before, whereas our young tight end room was doing pretty good. And the Cowboys said, you know what? Let's add a veteran to the room to see if we can be even better. And they picked up the phone. They said, Jason Witten, which will be at SportsCon, hey, won't you come on down and play again for one more year? And he kind of slowed the progress or the process, that's a better way of saying it, to your Dalton Schultz and your, what's the guy? God, dog, his name at the tip of my tongue. Of the guys is the tight end. I think he had the back situation. What's his name? God, dog, his name is the tip of my tongue. But he slowed the process down for those boys. So I would say no. I would say just peel the Band-Aid off and let these boys scrape their knees, let them learn to ride the bike by themselves. Blake Jarwin, appreciate you, Flip. So he slowed the process or the overall growth factor of Blake Jarwin down. So, and I would go with no. Let's just go with this new philosophy and scheme. And if you got a veteran on this team, let it be Sean McEwen, right? If Sean McEwen can't be that veteran for this team, then he's cut anyhow. That's how I would look at it. D Shift, man, thank you for calling in from the 409. You're live.
What's good, Law?
All is well, bro. Can't complain.
Yes, sir, man. Nah, you can't really too much care for those four-letter network narratives. Hey, they be all over the place, Law.
Yeah, they are.
I was kind of watching their top five rankings of quarterbacks on speed. And I don't know, man, just as far as, like, the NFC, and just the guys that you put in front of them, like Goff and the Kirk Cousins of the world, it's just a lot of revisionist history, revisionist bias. Like somebody like Joy Taylor, you know, kind of get behind the Rams and kind of champion them and just forget how bad they were playing because of how bad that roster got, right? You give all that credit to Matthew Stafford for that Super Bowl, but they got, I mean, just like one pick away, like, you know, 49ers about to go to the Super Bowl, and that would have been on Matthew Stafford, like, you know, totally, especially with how many Super Bowl, I mean, how many interceptions he threw and how right. He was playing in that playoff thus far. So, you know, I've never seen that play like that. You know, they go off of, they talk about, basically, will Dak be the reason that your team wins, kind of thing. Like, you know, like I said, Stafford wasn't the reason that Rams team won. Like, I'm, as a fan, I'm not caught up and needing my quarterback to be the reason that we win. There's multiple ways to win.
Let me ask you this, D. Schiff. Who is the best player on that Rams team?
Aaron Donald.
Who been the best player in the last 10 years on that Rams team?
Aaron Donald. Like, he gets compared to Lawrence Taylor. That's like right. Top five NFL all-time great type stuff.
And what did they do for him? They kept adding what around him?
They put stuff around Aaron Donald. They had right. Floyd. They had Jalen. They brought in Von Miller in midseason. Like, uh-oh, man, Stafford ain't looking too good. So
right.
We need to put some more firepower behind his defense. Like, if Stafford's going to be tripping, our defense got to be the reason we win. And that's right. Why they won.
And you know, the craziest thing is that as dominant as he's been, you know, in the last 10 years, uh-huh. they still had to add weapons. He only got one ring, and I'm only using the word only loosely. But you got to understand that the Cowboys, we'll get a dominant player like him on one side, and then we'll start getting rid of guys, right? We'll start talking about the money and everything else. And I think that, you know, even when they had Goff on that team, they still put weapons uh-huh. for Goff, right? They didn't say, okay, here you go, Goff, you know, because originally that was a team with Todd Gurley, a whole bunch of weapons for that team, and they kept putting weapons and adding weapons. Now, granted, the year they traded for Matthew Stafford, I get it. The overall coordinator / head coach was like, I need a guy that I can win with, right? And there's nothing wrong with golf, but I need a guy that I can win with. And they did it for him. But even Matthew Stafford, by name alone, couldn't won them the Super Bowl because they had to still go out there and make more and more acquisitions.
Yeah, man, you were real hopeful to try to beat the 49ers, but especially once Pollard went down, it just toe-to-toe, it wasn't happening, especially when you look at how good that Niners defense was. Like, as far as, like, the points they allowed and the yards they allowed, like, we had trouble as far as, like, keeping the run game in check. And hopefully a guy like Mozzie, which I've been kind of watching a little closer, that kind of adds because you were real – I mean, Hankins made a difference, but it took him a little while to kind of get going. You still had like guys putting up big numbers against you. I think his first two games, but as he got settled and he got injured real quick, he had some pretty good outputs and playoffs left you looking like real hopeful. So if you had those two, you know, components to, because basically when we lost, teams like outrushed us big time.
Right.
So if you can kind of contain that and, I mean, and block better for Dak. And then that's the biggest thing, this offensive line, right? So that's kind of the thing I'm keeping my eye on. But, yeah, man, they kind of got everything misconstrued. They talk crazy. Brock Purdy, they already ranking Brock Purdy ahead of Dak.
It's a sample size, man. Yeah, sample size.
Brock Purdy was far from the reason the Niners beat us.
You're right.
But I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking the call, man, and just appreciate you keeping everybody straight and giving us ammunition, bro.
No doubt, man. D Shift, yeah. And I want you guys to look this up. Sean McVay was 0-6 versus Kyle Shanahan. Actually, even when they got Matthew Stafford that year, the Niners still swept them in the regular season, right? When they got to the playoffs, I remember my brother was like, well, you know, after we beat Dallas, we got to play the Rams, you know, and that should be a situation for them, I believe, to still beat them, you know. And what happened, that game went to the wires, I believe. I think that game, because if I'm not mistaken, the Rams were able to be victorious because it was still a drop interception by a guy named Tark, right? If he catch that interception, I don't foresee Matthew Stafford beating the Niners, right? That's how this game is a game of inches. And it's good, and I'm going to ask people in the chat and let me know. As good as people say Sean McVay is or perceived to be, how much or how far apart is Sean McVay and Kellen Moore, right? You know, so if the 49ers gave Sean McVay issues, right? How much issues or how much pressure and things do you think that he would give to Kellen Moore is what I'm trying to say. It's a weird football game when you're playing against the Niners. You can't throw the football on that defense, and you got to run it on that defense. Even though Kyle Shanahan is not a defensive coordinator, it's the way that team is built, and it's the way this team is. I got to get on up out of here, but I'm going to let my last caller in, Cam. Whoa, Cam from the 205. You're live, Cam. Talk to me, man.
Hey, Law. You know what it is. You got to say the best for last.
I just want
to call in and say, man, good show. You know, we watch all week. We ain't studying no 49ers. We ain't studying no Eagles. And we ain't showing studying no Commanders. And New York ain't been Giants. Just the Yankees. was good. You feel me? So, I just want to say, man, good show, man. And, you know, just how about them Cowboys all day, every day. And they call Law. They call Law from different area
codes. Appreciate you, my dog, man. Holding it down for you, man. Shout out to you, man, down there in Alabama, man. Keep it together, man, because I know you've been going through some things, and now everything is like in full circles now, and I hope all is well, man. With you, dog, you know.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, Law.
No doubt, man. That's Cam, man. That's my dog right there. Good call from him. The four-letter, three-letter, they got to do their thing. If you guys like the show, you know, let me know. Hit me up, you know, let me know. And if I offended anyone, charge it to my head, not my heart, right? You know, we just having fun, right? But shout out to y'all, man. Thank you, Patrice. Appreciate you, Lisa. Bucks, man, appreciate you. He says pretty far. That's the area between Kellen Moore and Sean McVay. Yeah, it's pretty far, right? Michelle, appreciate you. Gregory Davis, appreciate all of you guys for being part of these type of episodes and everything that goes. It's always a good feeling knowing that I got my Cowboys family everywhere. No matter what time I go live, you guys jump in with me, and we talk good football stuff, man. We do. All right. So with that being said, on the way out, Cowboy Nation. Although things may not seem as if they are, you got to continue to move forward. And even though the game may be rigged for the opposing team, you still got to play it. You got to overcome it. I've seen someone in the chat on one of my videos said, man, the Cowboys can go all the way. If the ref don't get in the way, nor injuries. And I believe that guy. I said, yeah, if we can stay healthy and get the refs out the way, yeah, I agree with him. But you can't go with that mindset, because that's when the things happen. Negative energy draws negative energy. We are frequency, vibrational people. And if we tend to think positive, positive things will come knocking too. They call it the law of attraction. You know, Usher probably had everything positive for KK. And KK had everything positive for him. And they attracted. The attraction level always occurs. And some people will not like those attractions, right? Some people will not like the ability of seeing people happy in whatever they do. And just because you're attracted to something don't mean that you got to jump in it, right? That's the other conundrum piece to it. But that's law of the attraction. And me coming out of the womb, the triple darkness, I've been attracted to the stars, the mighty Dallas Cowboys, and all that's following me. We've been attracted to the same thing, the love of the Dallas Cowboys. And it won't go away. There have been some bad moments. There have been some great moments. There have been some so-so moments. But we are still here. We're not folding up like a wallet nor a lawn chair. We're not mad at what others are saying, because at the end of the day, their negative thoughts, they want to be attracted to it. Just like we are attracted to the positive things over here, they want to get some of it. They want to know why. How come this team for 27 years haven't lifted up that Lombardi trophy and you still like them? How come you give you shortcomings after shortcomings, you still there? How come you guys are not running off like the fickle fans? Because we know that when we fought through this, and the moment we lift up that Lombardi trophy, we can say we never folded, we never hid, we never bent our knee. We're attracted to greatness. And regardless of the situation, they can't feel what we feel, but they want it. So they start to hate, hence the trolls. Have you ever noticed in any of those movies, there will be a troll hanging under the bridge, and you just trying to get to one point to the other side, to get to your destination, to get to that sweet stuff, to get to that end where everything is lovely. But there's always a troll sitting there at the bridge, and you will see those trolls, bumps all over their face, three teeth, the crazy eye, hair everywhere, smelling real bad. So I come here to tell y'all, when y'all see those trolls that's in the chat area, look at them just like that. Let's start the movie. Let's start the music over again. You know, look at them just like that. That's who they are. And that's who they will always be. Those ugly trolls. But we got something for them. We got something that's a whole lot better. Because we're not going to fold up like a wallet nor a lawn chair. We're going to continue to walk with ours. We're going to continue to battle with ours. And we're going to steam right through the trolls. And they're going to try to hold on to this greatness. But write this down. If you want a thing bad enough to go out there and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace, and your sleep, if all of your desires of it makes you quite mad enough that you don't get tired of it, and it makes you hold everything tawdry and cheap, if life itself seems empty and useless without it, and all that you scheme and dream is about it, if you will gladly go out there and sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all terror of your mind for it, if you would simply go after the thing you want, even like KK, if dogged and grim and besieged and beset with the help of Almighty, you will get it. She got what she wanted, right? So if you want it bad enough, you can go get it yourself. Anything you put into your mindset, just go make it happen. Shout out to KK. Come on, y'all. That's been my time. I really thank you all for yours. And remember, you're listening to nothing. And I mean just that. Nothing but the best. Go Cowboys.
Damn. Damn.
Woo!
Whoa! Whoa!
Hey, hey, come on. That's all I want to do is run it up, baby. Can I get some fire on it just a little bit? Hey.
I've been really in the field, lot of rush, I love the feel. Lately, I just want to run it up. Don't need no deals, I make the deal. Half a ticket to a meal. Lately, I just wanna
shout
run
out to y'all.
Up.
Yeah. Kinda check the song.
Lately, I just wanna run it up.
Count that too, count it up.
Lately, I just wanna run it up.
Need them ones, I need them fives. Need them tens, I need that change. To the safe, got blues inside.
Come on.
Greens and pinks, it's all the same. I still say and roll my chains. Take some losses when I play. Charge it to the game.
Right.
I'm with L, yeah, I'm with T-Mac. I'm with Brandon now. I'm with A, yeah, I'm with J, yeah, I'm with Chuck and now.
Let me hit again, man. Turn my music down right quick. Let me hit again one time.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had. I gave you everything I had.
Hey, let me mess with him one more time. Let me mess with him one more time. Because this is how he was. Let me reenact it.
All I ask is when you lay your head on that pillow at night, you know I gave you everything I had. I gave you everything
lay
I had.
Lay your head on my pillow and just relax.
Let's get on up out of here, man. What love to y'all, man. Let me leave him alone, man.
Take a drag of my cigarette, bring me out.
I gave you everything.
Seven more and another one. And another one. I think you was the one to love. Seven more was all in one. All in one. Don't let the street lights hit you all alone.
All I ask.
You know it's dangerous to go alone. Don't let the street lights hit you.
Lay your head on that pillow at night. Well, I gave
if a paper crack can fly, then forever doesn't feel that
leave Shay Shay alone, man.
So far, so far. If a paper crack can fly, then forever doesn't feel that far. So far, so far. If a paper crack can fly. Fly on, fly on, fly on, fly on, fly on.